1-800-324-9659. Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the last half hour on this Tuesday, November 14th, 2023 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I got a couple of people who sent me text messages in response to me playing John DeMoose's, State Senator John DeMoose's farewell speech to the legislative session. Ed says, why do you keep calling Senator DeMoose a Republican? He is a full-blown Democrat. No, no, no. He caucuses with the Republicans. He only works in a bipartisan fashion with the Democrats. He reaches across the political aisle and extends his hand of friendship. Has developed relationships and friendships with these Democrats. And he totally respects them and thanks them and thanks God for them being in his life. Got another comment, Downstate Kim. Can you say suck up? I was going to actually, excuse me. I was going to say kiss butt, but I know you couldn't say the A-S-S word on the radio. DeMoose makes me puke. Can't stand to listen to him. He prays to who? The God that kills babies? That being the Democrats' God? I can't even listen to him speak. DeMoose has an inferiority complex. He fooled us all. No, I wouldn't say inferiority complex. I would say he is very, very humble and thankful and prayerful and truly prays for his Democrat colleagues and thanks them for being able to work with him. Yeah, that's what it is. Got another text message from the UP, John DeFoney, instead of John DeMoose. John, come on the show, brother. We need to talk. We helped you get elected to the 107th back in the day. You ended up getting elected to the 37th. Haven't been on the show in a long time. When we attended the Charlevoix Lincoln Day dinner and you sat behind Vicky and I, you agreed to come on the show. I'm still waiting, John. I'm still waiting. So we'll see where that goes. We've got opportunities now that you're on vacation for the next 2 months. You're back in district. Why don't we just get together and have lunch? Just you and I. You don't need Congressman Jack Bergman's chief of staff, Tony List, to be there holding your hand, protecting you. And I'm not going to be recording you. I'll turn off my cell phones. Let's just meet man to man and have lunch. Shall we, John? Yeah, I think we need to do that. Some of you listeners out there that support Senator DeMoose, maybe you're a friend of his. Why don't you say Trucker Randy would like to have lunch with you? As a matter of fact, I might even text him. Let's have lunch. Let's see how he responds. I mean, after all, he's willing to work with Democrat state senators. He's developed relationships and friendships with these people. He's absolutely thankful for those relationships and friendships. Well, at least extend to me the same courtesies that you give to your Democrat colleagues in the state Senate, John. I mean, after all, I ran as a Democrat state senator candidate in last year's election. So, yeah, let's have lunch. Let's sit down. One of the programs that I'm absolutely against, bureaucratic agencies department, that I absolutely think is a complete waste of money, mismanagement. You've heard me talk about it numerous times on this show. MDOT, Michigan Department of Transportation. Well, the state's Transportation Commission agreed to extend spending the last $700 million of the $3.5 billion that they raised rebuilding Michigan bonds. The unanimous vote came last Thursday after Patrick McCarthy, Michigan Department of Transportation's chairman of finance administration and acts as its director, told the board that the program was set to expire in December. But if they extended it, it would save money. We don't want to go out and pay interest on bonds that we are paying out the door to the contractors. We want to take these in much closer to the time that we actually need to spend it. So they're extending it a year. Why? Because they're done paving roads for this calendar year heading into winter, and they're going to push it to 2024. They spent $2.8 billion on road projects. They have the final $700 million to go, and they're extending it and pushing it to next year. Another director of MDOT, Brad Weifrich, said, "We don't want to spend the money now. We don't want to activate the bonds that would require us to start paying interest. We'll wait and do it next year and then start the projects back up." Weifrich said MDOT was working closely with the Department of Treasury to be able to time the issuance and the payment of the bonds to be closer to the time where they'll be able to deliver results that were asked of the department that was overseen and directed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer when she announced the bonding sales back in 2020. Weifrich said, as the bonding amounts were coming to a close, the department had been able to deliver major road projects since they first started the very first project back in spring of 2020. The governor said, "We're going to fix them right." I would argue that it wasn't that we had been fixing them wrong, but that fixing them right means we were going down to the base and rebuilding many of them instead of just paving over. We were not just putting on Band-Aids and overlays, but actually major rehabilitation of many of our roads. I actually saw this with my own eyes here in northern Michigan, parts of Antrim County. They actually bulldozed, excavated the entire road. They got right down to the bare foundation and then relaid new complete roads. Edie School Road that runs from Bel Air over to M66, all brand new road. Absolutely beautiful. Other roads throughout Antrim County, East Jordan area, heading out of East Jordan, heading over toward Gaylord, going that route. One road they definitely got to work on is Old State Road, M88, from Central Lake, heading all the way over towards Gaylord as well. That needs to be repaired next year. So they have $700 million available. Maybe that's one of them that'll get fixed. And I don't know how they are getting this much money up here in northern Michigan when southeast Michigan roads are in such need of repair. I got to give them credit. Don't know which state rep, which state senator is doing it, but somebody's getting the money up here in northern Michigan. Lastly, just to wrap up this story, Weifer had said that as the governor wanted the roads fixed without Band-Aids, overlays, we did major rehabilitation. He said some of the complete rebuilding construction projects that have been going on across high traffic portions of the state in the spring will focus on bridges and overpasses. If we end up running short of funds, we will be coming back asking for more bond sales. The Rebuilding Michigan Bonds Program funding was meant to go towards high impact areas of the state and to act as an economic engine for the entire state. The freeway system is really an economic backbone for the state. Not only does it carry freight, but it carries a lot of people to get to different places of work and private sector activities. Very, very, very interesting. Final comment about Senator DeMuth. He goes wherever the control and the power is. If Republicans were in control, well, then magically he'd become a strong Republican. Let's wait and see. Duly noted, sir. But that's not going to happen until January of 2027. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer. We love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
Every public meeting follows Robert's Rules of Order. Come learn these rules at a Crash Course Training Workshop in Gaylord, Michigan on Saturday, December 2nd. Michigan's state constitution will also be taught. Come learn how current elected officials are violating their oath of office. This training is a must for anyone who is considering running for elected office or if you want to hold your public servants accountable. To register, go to acconservatives.org for all the details. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the final segment of today. I want to mention that we are selling our travel trailer to reinvest into the radio station. If you're interested in getting a really good deal on a travel trailer, something you're considering, we're selling our trailer. Give me a call after the show, 231-360-5140. I'll meet with you and show you the trailer. You can haul it with a SUV, larger size SUV. We use a Yukon Denali. You don't need a pickup truck. It's aluminum frame. It's ultralight. Freedom Express. It was brand new when we bought it last year, 2022. We used it for one trip. Maintained it really well. And I can meet with you and show it to you. If you don't have a vehicle yet capable of towing it, I'll even deliver it to your property, to your home, wherever you'd like it set up. It's winterized for the winter, but if you want to use it, I can explain to you how to do it. It does have a heated basement, so it can keep the plumbing lines operational if you plan to keep it heated. You have the ability to use propane. You can get a large tank if you want, run the heat in the unit, use it however you want for the winter, take it down south, whatever you want to do. So it is for sale. We're offering a great deal on it. We're going to take the proceeds and reinvest it into the radio station. So if you'd like me to send you the video of the trailer, give me a call. We'll discuss it. We'll discuss pricing, what we're willing to let it go for to make the investment into the radio station. And we'll sell it to you and set you up and get you all ready to go. Everything that you need is included. I'm even going to give you the clip-on mirrors that attach to your side mirrors on your vehicle that'll extend it so you can look down the driver's side as you tow it. We've got the lines, the hoses, everything that you need. I'll even show you how to level it with the jack stands. So give me a call and we'll get together. Lastly, I want to remind you that Dr. Andrew Huff is going to be up in Sault Ste. Marie tonight. The True North Patriots group hosting him at the Christopher Columbus Hall. They're in Sault Ste. Marie. If you'd like more information about that, text me Huff, H-U-F-F, or T-N-P, True North Patriots. Bible study starts at 5:30 to 6. They're going to have a dinner there from 6 to 6:30, and the meeting will start at 6:30 p.m. It's located at 201 Sheridan Drive in Sault Ste. Marie. And again, their special guest speaker is Dr. Andrew Huff. He is a COVID whistleblower. If you want to learn more about him, go to his website, andrewhuff.com. Andrew, then HUFF.com is his website. So we appreciate Melanie Greenfield and the True North Patriots hosting him tonight. He is their keynote speaker in the meeting. If you just want to come for the meeting, you don't want to attend the Bible study or the dinner, starts at 6:30. So text it to me, and I will definitely send you the flyer. Tonight is the meeting. Yes, Nick, I will do that. Absolutely. One of the things you have to understand, people, is that this year, 2024, that's coming, is going to be huge. We're going to be working in every community in this listening area to help new people get elected to every single board that we have an election in. You'll be on the ballot next year to be a precinct delegate, to be part of the county parties, to understand county party politics. You're going to run for school boards, county commissioners. Some people are going to run for county clerk, county sheriff. The class that's coming up on Saturday, December 2nd, Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution, you need to know this information. Text me event, and I'll text you the flyer and the link to get registered for that class. Saturday, December 2nd. Doors will open at 9:30. Class starts at 10. We'll be done by 12:30. I've studied the book. I've studied the course. We'll be teaching it to you. Valuable information that you need to know on how these meetings need to run. Deadline is coming up tomorrow at 5, unless I'm able to get it extended with a new supplier. I did some research last night, might be able to extend it by a couple of days, but we're heading into Thanksgiving, shipping delays, and we need to make sure we get your book and your guide ordered for the class on December 2nd. Thanks to State Representative Frisky, we have the state constitutions. That's it for today's show. Now back to the music. 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great, terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebels for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
The Well Connect end of the year blowout sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320.